Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us once again, and thank you to our sponsor as well, Jack Rabbits, for sponsoring this episode and giving you the chance to win a pair of Hoka One One running shoes. Jack Rabbits is where fit happens. Whether you're training, competing, or just staying fit, you can't perform your best if your gear does not fit right. Jack Rabbit are your local specialty running store. They have a wide online presence as well, so you get access to the best selection of shoes in the widest ranges of sizes. To get into the draw to win those Hoka One One running shoes, and you better rush because you are running out of time, the URL to get to is jackrabbit.com/KonaEdge. Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Jack Rabbit, that's one word, JACKRABBIT, to 44222, and I will send you the details straight back and get you in the draw. Okay, that's jackrabbit.com/KonaEdge. Coming up on today's podcast, we'll be hearing from a returning guest, Colin Cook, about what he's done throughout his triathlon career to get better in the water, how he's improved his swim. So make sure you stick around for that. Coming up next, it is the Coach's Corner. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming now, and we touch base once again with Colin Cook. Colin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Colin, in our first chat, you said your run is your strongest of the three disciplines. How would you rate your swim?
Swim is definitely number three.
By a long way, or is it pretty close to the bike?
I mean, it's all relative. I still actually haven't broken an hour in an Ironman swim. I've been like an hour and, 20 seconds or something like that. And, to a lot of the guys I'm competing against, I'm losing a few minutes on the swim. So, but other people obviously would be thrilled to have just over 1 hour swim and things. So I won't say I'm a bad swimmer by any means, but, I'd love to have a couple more minutes there.
Did you swim as a kid, or is this something you've pretty much picked up because you're in the sport?
Yeah, it's definitely something I picked up, and was not. I took a couple swim lessons as a kid or whatnot, but that was the extent of it.
Have you found it's come pretty easily, or has it been a struggle?
It's been, I'd say, with some focus and some time in the water, I definitely picked it up relatively easily and got to a decent mark pretty quickly. But trying to find gains from there has been a challenge for sure.
It's so funny. I've got a good mate of mine here who was Triathlon South Africa's high performance coach for many years, and he reckons that even if you didn't swim as a kid, if you played ball sports, you had a pretty good chance of picking it up because you just had that body awareness and a bit of coordination. Do you think maybe your sort of sporting background, the hockey, that may have helped from that perspective?
Interesting. I actually haven't heard that about the ball sports. I can certainly see. I definitely understand why they say that. The people that swam as a kid and that the feel for the water that you develop there is just something that you can't really get when you're an adult or whatnot. But and it's funny too when I get asked by people they're first getting into the sport. How long is it going to take me to pick up the swimming? And it's so different for everybody, it's not even funny, right? So I've seen extremely athletic people really struggle and just fight the water. And I've seen some rather unathletic people that, just they pick it up and it just naturally kind of flows for them. So it's definitely, of the three disciplines, it's that one that is just an X factor that, obviously, again, with anything, I do feel that if you put in the time, you can get to at least a reasonable level. But there's definitely some just kind of feel and some natural things that need to occur for you to be, you know, a pretty efficient swimmer.
I guess it's a bit like a golf swing. It's very technical, and some people pick it up a lot easier than others. And unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, yes, you can get it better, but just because you try and hit the ball harder doesn't mean it's going to go further.
No, that's a great analogy for sure. You know, there's so much that goes on, and you know, I've heard you know, that swimming is about 80% technique and only 20% fitness, right? So you got to have that right technique down. You know, and that's something that I think that we have some troubles in this sport right now, is we have so many different types of coaches, and we've got these, you know, pool based coaches and things that are giving advice to triathletes that, you know, from the core fundamentals, I think they're on, but there's definitely some things that we need to do a little bit differently as open water, you know, triathletes, as opposed to in the pool. And, you know, we got to be very careful about what recommendations and information we're reading or obtaining online, especially.
Mm. Colin, talk to me about your swimming and getting better over time. Can you pin it down to like one or two things that maybe you've done that you think has really helped improve your performance in the water?
Yeah, so I think that swimming with a group is extremely beneficial. You know, it can push you, you know, really in all three of the disciplines when you have group training can be really beneficial to find that kind of next level. But I especially find that with, you know, the master's group or whatever it is to swim with others. You know, and I'm somebody that I'm busy and I can't get to master swims as often as I'd like. But when I'm dialed in and I'm swimming with them more, I'm usually swimming out my best.
Generally, when you're training for a full Ironman, how many swim sessions would you generally do in a week?
I shoot for three. You know, sometimes realistically for me, it's two. And every once in a while, you know, I'll sneak in an extra fourth or whatnot, but definitely shooting for three per week.
Are you a big sort of volume type of guy, or you get in, get out, sort of just real structured sets and do what you need to do and then you're gone?
So in general, I'm definitely a quality over quantity kind of guy, but I do think, especially when it comes to swimming, you need to have that swim volume, and volume becomes a little bit more important than with the other two disciplines, actually.
Favorite workout in the water? What do you love doing?
So I guess, I was thinking about this one. You know, I love to do, the 100 by 100 at the, you know, around the new year. So it's a long swim, definitely the longest one, I ever do of the year. But, again, the camaraderie, usually get some friends to do it and, people from my club. And, that's a lot of fun. I think that's my, gotta be my favorite.
And sort of paces, is it generally trying to go the same pace for each one, or is it a case of just get them done and don't drown?
So we usually try and break it up by different paces or whatnot. So you're trying to stick to, you know, different lanes have the different paces going on. So you're generally around that, but it certainly gets a little tougher as, you get up in the 8,000 plus yards, you know, to get those or meters.
I'm sure. Tell me, you mentioned the difference between sort of somebody swimming poolside or training poolside and the open water and the difference there. Do you do specific open water stuff? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, in the pool, there's definitely, you know, some limitations, obviously, to what we can do there. But, you know, I think in general, the stroke where, you know, pool swimmers are definitely more about that glide, if you will, and, you know, that extension. And, you know, you need to get that extension. You need to get those core kind of fundamentals down with your technique. But you've got to have, you know, and it does ultimately depend on the conditions of your open water swim as well and where you're racing, but you need to have a higher turnover than you're going to see in most traditional pool swimmers and whatnot. So, you know, but also, you know, making sure that you're doing plenty of sighting and things during your training, I think is really important, especially as your races are approaching. And, you know, making just adjustments and things you can do to work on, you know, that start and, you know, more a little bit stronger out to start and having your body be able to adapt and be able to handle, you know, the surges and things at the beginning, where normally, you know, we're starting out and want to be a little bit more conservative with our pacing and things. You know, you got to train your body to be able to handle that.
Fantastic. Colin, thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. Look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of The Kona Edge, and thanks to our guest, Colin Cook, back again next week to talk a little bit about his bike performance. And a massive thank you to our sponsor, jackrabbit.com, for sponsoring today's episode. Your chance to win those Hoka One One running shoes. Get into the draw right now, okay? That's jackrabbit.com/KonaEdge. That's where you can get into the draw, or simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.